episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Leon. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, the Israeli beer industry. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Tempo Beer Industries Limited manufactures and manufactures a wide range of beer products such as barrels, bottles, cans and bottles. Beer festivals are held in Israel, one of the largest in Jerusalem, and beer festivals in Tel Aviv. The ancient Israelites, such as the Phoenicians, Greeks and Romans, were attracted to their bibi beer and used it for food, drink, medicine and other purposes. When most Israelis think of beer, they think of big names in the industry, Gold Star and Carlsberg. Until about 5 years ago, they were the only options available, but Israel has since joined the craft beer movement. By combining environmentally friendly processing techniques with top-of-the-line production, Alexander has become a go-to beer for Israelis looking for craft beers. The unique malt drink has been brewed since 1935, and although it was once produced by Palestine Brewery Limited, it is now produced by the well-known Israeli beer company Israel Beer Company, which makes it in Israel. Industrial brands like Heineken and Budweiser produce 95% of the world's beer, he said. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, most bars will serve popular beers such as Gold Star and Maccabees, but if you want to try other beers from small microbreweries, there are a few watering holes with extensive beer lists. Beer Bazaar, which serves a chilled atmosphere and a wide range of other drinks, including cider and wine. The most popular variety of Gold Star is its lager, which is brewed with 4.9% alcohol, although there are also a number of other beers with higher alcohol content, including a slow brew with 10% alcohol. For Maccabees, Gold Star is considered a premium lager and is produced for export to the European market. Maccabees have a pale golden color, are slightly hoppy, slightly sweet and have a well-rounded malty flavor. It is certainly worth trying a Maccabee when you try it, and it is served almost everywhere in Israel, both in bottles and on tap. While a visit to one of Israel's newest microbreweries can be the best experience for sweaty tourists, there's a good selection at each of the country's many craft breweries. Tucked away in Tel Aviv's Carmelite Market is the Beer Bazaar, 1 Rambam Street, opened in 2013 by Lior Weiss and Yuval Reznikovich. The Beer Bazaar offers a wide selection of Israeli craft beers as well as a selection of local wines and spirits. Over the past decade, boutique breweries have sprung up across the country, building a strong local fan base. The Israeli brewing community has long been committed to Weiss, who also describes himself as the father of the craft beer industry in Israel. While you can get many imported beers in Tel Aviv, you will be surprised at how good the local cuisine is. The Israeli lager contains 4.9% alcohol and is served on tap, and the most popular and famous of these is Gold Star, which dominates the Israeli beer market with 33% of all beer consumers. Tempo Brewery is located in Netanyahu and is Israel's largest brewery, and its Gold Star and Maccabee beers account for 60% of all beer sales in Israel. Starting in the 1990s, Israel Beer, which was produced under the Carlsberg and Tuborg brands, controlled 70% of the Israeli beer market. In addition to its Gold Star beers, it also produces a variety of other beers such as Kefir, a lager with an alcohol content of 4.9%. In Hebrew, it is known as Bira Shikora, which means black beer, and is produced under the brand name Nesher, the first domestic beer label in Israel. The first local beer was Nesher's in the 1930s, and there were several other lager brands, such as Menachem Berliner, which he invented. While there was strong competition between Gold Star and Maccabi Beer from the early 1970s until 1986, when they were taken over by Tempo, they continued to compete with Gold Star, a pilgrim beer, until the 1990s. In 2007, Gold Star won a gold medal from Mond Selection and in 2011 was named Israeli Product of the Year. It is sold as canned beer with a label indicating that it is sold under the brand name Nesher, the first domestic beer label in Israel. The Israeli beer industry has been dominated by more than two companies at the same time since the 1950s. In 1999, Tempo, Gold Star, and Maccabees accounted for 60% of total beer sales in the country. Starting with the establishment of Israel beer breweries in the 1990s, the three leading companies in the Israeli beer market, Tel Aviv Beer Co. and Israel Brewing Company, controlled more than 70% of its market at that time. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Leon Knight. Adios.